We begin in the name of God, the most beneficent, the merciful. The purpose of this presentation is to talk about events in Iran and detail the lies and deceptions that the Western media are now openly engaging in. In particular, we're going to focus on CNN. The events in Iran have been given front page billing by CNN, even though their own top 10 most emailed and most searched titles clearly show that the American public isn't interested and isn't buying it. The obfuscations, lies, deceit, and manipulation of facts would be laughable if they weren't so serious. We're going to take each lie one by one. Lie number one, the elections were rigged. The elections were not rigged. Exhibit A, not one shred of evidence has been presented in this regard. Attempts to present statistical data to that effect are in fact the most solid proof that the elections were not rigged. Statisticians have parsed through data provided to them by Interior Ministry of Iran, and not one piece of evidence proves vote rigging. Not one piece of evidence that proves vote rigging has been presented. First, the most obvious point: what kind of repressive, dictatorial Interior Ministry freely hands out election data to foreign journalists, who it knows will try their damnedest to prove vote rigging? It doesn't make any sense, does it? This in itself shows the confidence of the government of Iran and lays bare the blatant lie that the votes were rigged. Exhibit B. Mahmoud Ahmadinejad won by 11 million votes. How is it that 11 million votes were rigged, but not one shred of evidence has been presented by even one person in Iran that the votes were rigged? Of course, irregularities exist. The Guardian Council has cited them and no one has denied them. But irregularities on a scale of 11 million votes? Again, keep in mind that Iran is a modern nation and people have cell phones and those cell phones have video cameras and that millions of people voted. Keep also in mind that these rigged elections, 85% of the people voted in these rigged elections. It's interesting that for the past 30 years, commentators have tried to downplay the presidential elections by claiming that they are not important and the president does not have any power. This is a contradiction, because if the president does not have any power and he does not have any say or is not important in internal and external Iranian politics and policies, then why did 85% of the people show up to vote? Are the Iranian people stupid? This in itself is a great insult to the nation of Iran. And then, surprise, surprise, on the 10th presidential election, suddenly CNN and the Western analysts are very concerned about the elections, and the elections are very important. Why? Because Mahmoud Ahmadinejad, the plucky Iranian president who has created waves of enthusiasm against American policies around the world, would be elected again for a four-year term, and this was the ultimate nightmare of all those CNN correspondents around whom this Iranian president had run circles and proven their many claims laughable. Again, not one shred of evidence has been provided in this regard. Some analysts are claiming that Ahmadinejad could not have won, for that would have meant him winning 44% of the reformists who voted for Rafsanjani in 2005. Even if this were the case, what makes this so impossible? Can people not change their minds? Keep in mind that Mahmoud Ahmadinejad was the mayor of Tehran, okay, where a few hundred people are demonstrating today. He ran on a platform in 2005 of conservatism and returning to the Islamic Revolution principles. And he ran on a platform specifically of the distribution of wealth, and he has done that. This distribution of wealth amongst the poor and the lower middle class and middle class is the very reason that Mahmoud Ahmadinejad has won by 11 million votes. Until Mahmoud Ahmadinejad was elected, no one gave a damn about the rural poor and the lower middle class who were struggling. So what's so odd about him winning back a large number of people who used to vote for Rafsanjani and Khatami but changed their minds after 4 years of Mahmoud Ahmadinejad? Again, not one shred of evidence has been proven or provided that proves that any vote rigging has taken place. Not one shred of evidence. And remember, Western analysts have easy access to Interior Ministry files and data from both the 2009 and 2005 elections. Statisticians are using all kinds of obscure psychological voting psychology and number crunching to try and prove vote rigging, but not one shred of evidence has been provided in this regard. Also keep in mind that Florida is a prime example of vote rigging. In Florida, vote rigging was documented. Remember, Florida is the state by which Bush barely won the presidency. And in that state, it was clearly proven and documented that African American voters were kept away from the polling booths due to unfair voting restrictions and requirements that targeted illiterate and poor people. We will continue this in the next segment of our analysis, part 2 of why the Iranian elections were not rigged. Thank you.